You can be very religious and still not have a relationship with God. I sense that Mike is going in and out. So you could be religious. You could be a religious person and still not have a relationship with God. You could be attending church for a while. Your whole life, you could be attending a church, but that does not mean that you know God. And again, not because you go to church, that doesn't mean that you have a relationship with the Savior. It doesn't mean that you are a follower of Jesus. Now, don't get me wrong, attending church is very important. It is commanded in Scripture. We all should attend church. We all should be in church. But not because you attend church doesn't mean that you have a relationship with God. Francis Chan says it this way. He says that there are a lot of people who truly believe in their hearts that they are followers of Jesus, but their lives look nothing like his. Now, is it possible to be in church, to do all the kinds of religious rituals and practices and still not know God? Is that even possible? Now, according to Jesus, it is. Jesus said that that would be the case of a lot of people. You know, they spend their lives doing things, ministering in churches. They spend their lives doing work for God. And at the end of times, they did not make it to heaven. See, Jesus talked to people. He mentioned that there will be people at the end of times that they will be shocked to find out that they did not even make it to heaven. Now, think about it. This is what I think this passage in Matthew 7 is very challenging, because can you imagine you already doing, investing your life in the church and doing a lot of things for God, and can you imagine that at the end of times you do not make it to heaven? I mean, that's scary if you were to ask me. You grew up in church your whole life, served in various ministries in the church. You were always willing to serve. You even went on a mission trip. And then that at the end of times, you don't make it to heaven? I mean, is that possible? But we're going to find out whether it's possible or not. Jesus, he spent about three years teaching and preaching with his disciples. And when we come to Matthew chapter 5, there's something that's very familiar to many of us. It's known as the Beatitude passage. Matthew 5 is what's known as the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus taught Matthew 5, 6, and 7. That's just one sermon. You know, when the disciples came, he began to teach him. So I'm gonna show you the conclusion of that sermon in chapter 7. And I'm going to pick it up in verse 21 through 24. So again, Matthew 5, 6, and 7 is just one teaching. A whole day teaching that Jesus spent teaching his disciples. And towards the end of his teaching, this is what he said. Matthew 7, 21, he said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.'" Ouch. Notice Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven. Not everyone who claims and says, "I believe in God, Lord, you are Lord." He said, not everyone who calls me Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven. Notice Jesus is already saying that not everyone is going to heaven. Not everyone is going to be able to make it to heaven. Jesus said that only those who do the will of God. Now, from that moment on, reading the Bible, you and I need to find out, what is the will of God? I mean, not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only he or she who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Now, what is the will of God according to what the Bible teaches? The will of God, according to John 3, 16 through 18, also verse 36, is to give eternal life to those who believe in Jesus. God wishes to give eternal life to those who believe in Jesus. That is his will. John 6, 40, God's will is to give eternal life to those who believe in Jesus. When you read verse 40 of John 6, that's what he says. He talks about that. God desires everyone to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2, 4. You see, it is God's will that those who are His people, they be sanctified, according to 1 Thessalonians 4:3. So, when Jesus said, not everyone who said to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, only he who does the will of my Father in heaven. What is God's will? That people believe in Jesus in order for them to be saved. God wants His will, His desire is to save people. God's will is to save people, but they had to come through Jesus. His will is that people believe in Jesus. They believe in the one that He already sent. Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, Jesus, I believe in you, Jesus, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only he who does the will of my Father in heaven. God's will is that people get eternal life through Jesus. Now, notice in that passage in verse 22, service is not a requirement to go to heaven. Not because you serve doesn't mean you're going to heaven. You know, there's a lot of people that they, like I said, they've been serving and they've been doing a lot of things for the Lord, and that's great. But that does not mean that you're going to heaven because you're serving in a ministry. And you see, here's in this text, we encounter a group, three different kinds of services. So you can be serving Jesus your whole life, and you can be dedicating your whole life to service wholeheartedly and still not make it to heaven, because service is not a prerequisite to go to heaven. It's not a requirement to enter heaven. What is it? Believe in Jesus. Now, don't get me wrong. Service is very important. But it's not, you don't serve to go to heaven. You serve because you're going to heaven. There's a difference. You know, there are religions that they require you to serve in order for you to make it. You know, like Islam is like that. Mormonism, you had to go on mission trip. You had to be a missionary in order for you to make it there. Christianity is not like that. You can serve God, and that's awesome, but that's not a prerequisite. That is not a requirement for you and I to go to heaven, according to what Jesus said. You see, Jesus talks about people that will appear at the end of time. Remember, they say, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we cast out demons in your name? Didn't we perform many miracles in your name? These are people that serve God their whole life. You notice the phrase, in your name. Didn't we prophesy? What's the word for prophesy? Prophesy is another word for proclaiming. Just like, I mean, there were people that were preaching in Jesus' name. Can you imagine some of us preachers that do not even make it to heaven? That's kind of scary, isn't it? I mean, didn't we preach in your name? Didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we cast out demons? People that God used to cast out demons, you know, to do exorcisms. People that did miracles in the name of Jesus. And then Jesus said, yeah, but I don't even know who you are. I never knew you. You see, these people did all the right things. They did a lot of service for the Lord. But they still did not make it to heaven. How is that possible? I mean, look at that text again. Like I've been saying, service is not a requirement to enter heaven. These people did amazing things, and they helped a lot of people in their serving God. But then why didn't they make it to heaven? You know, Lord, I mean, can you imagine? I've been serving you. I mean, I never missed a Sunday in church. I've been, you know, doing all these things. And at the end of my life, at the end of days, I don't make it to heaven? But I thought that if I serve you, I will make it. No, you serve God because you love Him. You don't serve God to make it to heaven. Because service is not a prerequisite. It's not a requirement to make it to heaven. Look at the example. People that serve God, preaching, casting out demons, even doing miracles, and they did not make it. Now, you and I need to examine what was wrong with them. Why didn't they make it? I said, serving Jesus won't get you into heaven. Preaching about Jesus and in Jesus' name will not make you into, you know, will not make you into heaven. There were preachers here that did not make it to heaven. Even praying and performing miracles in Jesus' name won't get you into heaven. Like I said, these things are great. It's always great to serve God. But those things don't guarantee your entrance in the kingdom of heaven. That's what Jesus said. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. For many will say to me on that day, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we cast out demons in your name? Didn't we do amazing miracles in your name? And then I would tell him plainly, I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers. What was wrong with those people? Why didn't, after serving God for so long and wholeheartedly, why didn't they make it to heaven? Jesus has the answer to that. In the phrase, "I never knew you." Now, you know what was wrong with those people? They did not have a relationship with God. Yes, it is possible that you can do a lot of things for God without having a relationship with Him. It's possible you can be serving God and still not having a relationship with Jesus. When he said to that group of people, "I never knew you." Because to know someone is to have a relationship with that person. Knowing about someone is not the same as knowing that person. Knowing about a person is not the same. It's not the same as knowing that person. I can say, you know, I know about LeBron James and Michael Jordan, but do I know them? No. There's a lot of people, they might know a lot of facts about Jesus. They might know a lot of things about Jesus, but Jesus himself, they do not know. And this, my friends, this is the case of these people that they preach in Jesus' name. They cast out in Jesus, they cast out demons in Jesus' name, and they even did marvelous works in Jesus' name, and they did not know Jesus. Jesus said to them, I never knew you, which means we don't have a relationship. You see how dangerous it is to spend a whole life of service and never work on your relationship with Jesus. And sadly to say, there's a lot of people that, you know, they value more the service, what they do for God, than they value the relationship that they should have with Jesus. Your relationship with the Savior is more important because that's what's going to get you to heaven, not what you can do for Him. You see how dangerous it is to spend a lifetime of service to God and not make it to the kingdom of heaven because you miss the most important thing, which is to develop a relationship with Jesus. When Jesus said, "I never knew you," He's saying, "You are not my disciple. You're not my sheep." Because to know someone is to have a relationship with that person. And especially when you look in the Bible, this idea of "I know you," or "I never knew you," is like, we're not even, you know, we don't have a relationship. You're not one of my sheep. You're not one of my disciples. Let me give you another example through scripture with a phrase, "to know someone," or "I never knew you." Philip, one of the 12 apostles, asked Jesus to show him the Father. You know, when it's John 14, when Jesus said, "I'm going to go and prepare a place. If I go, I will come back to take you so that where I am, you can also be." And you know the way. And then, you know, Jesus interacting with the 12 apostles. And Philip said to Jesus, "Show us the Father, and that will be sufficient for us." And you remember what Jesus told Philip? "Don't you know me, Philip? All this time that I've been among you, and still you do not know me? You still do not recognize me?" It's like, hey, you should have known who I am. Don't you know me? I mean, you want me to show you the Father? If you've seen me, Jesus says, you've seen the Father. And so you notice the phrase, "Don't you know me?" Because to know someone, we have a relationship. So again, going back to the phrase, "I never knew you," is because we do not have a relationship with one another. That is, Philip asking Jesus that question is in John 14, 8 through 9. Now in John 10, Jesus labeled himself as the good shepherd. And I love the imagery. You know, Jesus said, "I am." There's a lot of "I am's" through the Gospel of John. And one of the "I am," Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd will give his life for the sheep." And then he goes on to say, "I know my sheep and my sheep know me." You notice the interaction, connection between the shepherd and the sheep. You notice the relationship right there. "I know my sheep and my sheep know me." Verse 27, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." So you see, if those people say, "Jesus, didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we cast out demons in your name? Didn't we do miracles in your name?" Jesus said, "I never knew you." What did Jesus say? "You're not my sheep. You don't know me. I don't know you." So we do not have a relationship. That was the problem with these people, that they served, but they neglected the most important thing, which is a relationship with the Savior. That's what Jesus said, "I never knew you." Now, Because I never knew you means you're not one of mine. When Peter was asked, here's another example. When Peter, Jesus got arrested, and Peter was following, and at one time, you know, it was cold, and there were people in the courtyard warming themselves with a fire. Peter was around, and somebody said, "Hey, didn't I see you with him, with Jesus?" Remember what Peter says? "I don't know the man." Knowing someone. He did not want to identify himself with Jesus. "I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know the man." So this idea of knowing someone shows relationship. So Jesus told people at the end of time, "I never knew you," which is the scariest phrase that you can ever hear from God. "I don't even know who you are." It's like, ouch. So in other words, you're not going to make it to heaven. We don't have a relationship. You're not one of mine. When Peter said, "I don't know the man," he did not want to be identified with Jesus. Three times he said it. Because to know someone is to have a relationship with that person. These people here in the text in Matthew 7, 21 through 23, they did not know Jesus, even though they did a lot of things for Jesus. "I never knew you" means you and I never had a relationship. Now, the question that you and I need to ask is, do we really know Jesus? Do we have a personal relationship with the Savior? And I think that this text is going to cause you and I to examine ourselves, to challenge ourselves. That, yes, we might be in church. Many of us grew up in church. We've been serving the Lord for all this time. But we need to understand that we don't serve God to earn heaven. You and I cannot earn heaven. Heaven is a gift that is only received by faith in Christ Jesus, by developing a relationship with the Savior. That's the only way that you and I be able to make it to heaven. And a lot of people don't understand that, even among Christians. You see, I'm not saying don't serve. Yes, serve. Service has a place in the kingdom of heaven. But we don't serve to make it to heaven. We serve because we're going to heaven. Now, I'm gonna break this down in a mathematical equation. Hopefully, it will help us understand it better. This idea of serving. Like I said, service is not the same as knowing Jesus. You might have a lot of people that they never knew Jesus. They never had a relationship with Jesus. Yes, they serve. They are willing to help out. They give money. They do. I mean, but that doesn't mean that you know Jesus. Because we see here, Jesus talking about there were people that preach in Jesus' name. There were people that cast out demons in Jesus' name. And yet, they did not know Jesus. There were people that did miracles. And you wonder, how is it that they can do so many things for Jesus? Yes, God can use anyone. Even people that are not even Christian, he can use them, you know, to accomplish his purposes. But that doesn't mean that they have a relationship with the Savior. To have a relationship with Jesus means that if he says, "I know who you are my sheep, and you know me and I know you. You're one of my people." So let me break it down for you. Service minus knowing Jesus equals hell. See, you're serving, but you don't know Jesus. Jesus said, "Depart from me, you evildoer." So you're not going to heaven. You serve, that's great, but you don't know Jesus equals hell. Now, service plus knowing Jesus equals heaven plus personal rewards. See, that's where the service is going to come. Your service will be, you'll be rewarded for what you do, but you had to have known Jesus first. You make it to heaven, and then you get rewarded for your service today, for your service here on earth. So service plus knowing Jesus equals heaven and rewards. Now, knowing Jesus minus service equals heaven, but no personal reward. So you see that the reward is going to come because of the service. But before you get rewarded, you had to still make it to heaven. So service minus knowing Jesus is hell. Service plus knowing Jesus, heaven and reward. And knowing Jesus minus service, you still make it to heaven, but you will not have personal reward. This is what Paul says that he's talking about in people, like the work that we do might be equal to gold, silver, or wood. Everything is going to be tested by fire. There will be people that they will still make it to heaven, yet they will not have any rewards because they did not serve God. Service is important. What I'm saying to you is, make sure that before you serve, that you have a relationship with God. Because to be honest with you, having a relationship with God is most important than serving God. Developing your relationship with God is the key for you to enter heaven. That's what Jesus said. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. And what is God's will? That people believe in Jesus in order for them to make it. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, didn't we preach in your name? Didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we cast out demons in your name? Didn't we do miracles in your name? Yes, you did all those things, but at the end of the day, I don't even know who you are. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Depart from me, because we never had a relationship. You were busy doing all kinds of things for me, and you never worked on the most important thing, which is your personal relationship with me. My friend, this is the scenario of Martha and Mary. You remember when Jesus went over there, Martha was preoccupied and she was serving God, I mean, wholeheartedly. And you know, Mary dedicated the time to spend time at the feet of Jesus. And Martha was mad at her sister, said, Lord, don't you care that she doesn't help me? And Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you are preoccupied and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen what's best, and it will not be taken away from her. What is it that Mary chose? To spend time, to work on her relationship with Jesus. Service has a place in the kingdom of God. Yes, and you will be rewarded for what you do. Keep on serving the Lord. But I hear me out. The most important things that I want you to work even harder and better is at your relationship with Jesus. Spend time with the Savior. Get to know Jesus, because that's really what's going to get you there. Jesus is what makes the difference. Not knowing Jesus makes you guilty of sin and enemy of God. Because that's why he said, I never knew you. We never had a relationship. Away from me, then he says, you evildoer. So Jesus placed those people in the same category of those that never got to know God, those who were not believers. It is knowing Jesus, having a personal relationship with him, that will get you and I to heaven. He said it, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It is God's will that everyone believes in Jesus to be saved. You see, John, one of the 12, he wrote the gospel. And the purpose that he had in writing, he said, is that people believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. John says, Jesus did many miraculous signs that are not recorded in this book, but these are written so you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And by believing in him, you may have life in his name. God's will is to give life to people. God's will is to save people through Jesus. Through Jesus. So Jesus at the end of time will say to you, I don't know you. Then you spend all your time working on everything else, but developing your relationship with Jesus. You need to know Jesus, because, and he will know us. Because if he's our shepherd, he knows us, and we are to know him. To know Jesus, place our faith in him. And my friends, I wanna challenge you, some of you watching and listening to us this morning. If you still do not know Jesus, what are you waiting for? Get to know him. Get to know him, because truly, he is the one that's gonna take you to heaven. He is the door by which you and I need to enter, by which you and I need to go through if we want to be saved. He's God's solution to our sin problem. We need to work on our relationship with Jesus. And guess what? Out of our relationship that we have with him, we're going to be serving because we love him. But you see, we don't serve to make it to heaven. We serve because we're going to heaven. We serve because our Savior died. We serve because he created us. He loved us. It has given us abilities to utilize to bring other people into his kingdom. How are people brought into the kingdom? We tell them they need Jesus to develop a relationship with him. So at the end of the time, at the end of the days, you don't hear the words, I never knew you. Now, Jesus in Matthew, in the same book, later on, he said that those who will hear the words, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in a few things, I will put you in charge of many things. those people knew Jesus. And now, instead of hearing these ones in Matthew 7, instead of hearing, well done, say, I don't even know who you are. Can you imagine that? Maybe all this time you thought you knew Jesus. I mean, do you really know him? Now, listen to me. I didn't say know about Jesus. We might know a lot of things about Jesus. All you got to do, even Google knows a lot of things. And Alexa knows a lot of things about Jesus. But Alexa and Google don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. It's the difference. There's a difference in knowing something about Jesus than knowing Jesus himself. Knowing Jesus, knowing about Jesus won't get you to heaven. Knowing about Jesus won't get you to heaven. Knowing Jesus will make you to heaven. You and I need to know Jesus, because if he told those people, I never knew you, it's because they didn't have a relationship with Jesus. Get to know him. Make him Lord and the Savior of your life. And then he guarantees eternal life in his name. We go to heaven because we already developed a relationship with the Savior. We have believed in him. And we know him on a personal level. And he knows us from the inside out. And one day, you hear the words, well done. Instead of, I never knew you, it'd be, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in a few things. I'm going to put you in charge of many things. Come and enjoy your master's happiness. That's the words that we want to hear at the end of the day. So, but you see, there's the possibility a lot of people will have to hear, I never knew you. And that will be scary. So you don't want to hear, I never knew you. That means get to know him today. And we have the ability to get to know Jesus through the pages of the Bible. You read a lot about him, but then you finally get to know him on a personal level. You say, he's my Lord, he's my God. Just like Thomas says, my Lord and my God. Get to know Jesus, because he makes all the difference in the world. Would you pray with me this morning?